Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, let's do some hoops and get back to the NBA. Playoffs begin this weekend. Greg Anthony from the NBA on TNT and an analyst on NBA TV. And just a heads up, TNT and NBA TV will combine to televise over 40 playoff games, the most of any network, beginning Sunday with a triple header. And you can see Greg on the call of Sunday's second game. Okay, Bucks and the Pistons. Game one at 7 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Greg, what's up, buddy? Welcome back to our show.
Hey, Brandon, Tiki, how are you guys today?
We are good,
awesome, man. Listen, you got to petition the league and do one thing for us here. And I know I love that you get a chance to call the game. I don't know that the Pistons offer a whole lot of resistance. You got to put to the Bucks. You got to petition the NBA. Can we go back to the best of five for the first round, Greg? Can we please do that?
Listen, it would add more intrigue, but I don't know from a revenue standpoint that the league would be willing to give up those two extra games potentially of dollars. So that might be an issue. And I will also say this year's about as compelling a first round as I can remember. I do recall 2 years ago there was a ton of seventh games. I don't know if we get that many, but I do think we have a lot of series that could be compelling for a lot of different reasons, even with the Bucks. Like, we know the Bucks are clearly a better team than Detroit, arguably the best team in the league, but they got a lot of issues. You know, I mean, a lot of injuries. Now, Blake Griffin being hurt doesn't help for Detroit's standpoint, but, you know, when you think about this Bucks team, this is not a team that's been down this path before. They haven't won a playoff series with Giannis at the helm, and, you know, they're going to have Malcolm Brogdon. He's out. We don't know about Mirotić. They've got a lot of guys that are going to be dealing with some issues injury-wise that could, you know, play a role. And how are they going to handle it? Let's say, you know, for some unforeseen reason, they lose the first game. How do they respond? How will they react? You know, Mike Budenholzer is a terrific coach. I voted for him for Coach of the Year this year. He's had a 60-win team before. They did make it to the conference finals, but they got swept.
Yeah.
So, Atlanta, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation in Milwaukee right now, and I'm anxious to get there because I do like this team a lot if healthy.
Well, how important is that experience factor at this stage? We see things in the regular season that can lie to you a little bit, and even for the better teams like Golden State, who had all that drama surrounding, you know, KD and Draymond early, and then other things as it went on, as Steve Kerr detailed extensively, but you're not worried about Golden State because they've been there so many times. How important is that experience, even if you are physically and even coaching-wise, talking about Budenholzer, the better team?
Monumentally. And it's more important. Now, the one advantage Milwaukee has, even though they haven't had a lot of playoff success, they've been in the postseason. They played a couple seventh games in the postseason. And it matters because the game is different. And what I try to explain to fans is, you know, unlike the regular season, your system has far more impact in the regular season than coaching and even great players because you don't have an opportunity to prepare. But when you get in the postseason, we're going to be on the same schedule. I'm going to have, you know, potentially seven times to see you. I can take away tendencies. I can affect your system. And it's where coaching and great players become even more important, because the great players have the ability to score against great defense. They can be effective against great defense, where good players can struggle a little bit more. Because, again, you're not tricking me. I'm prepared for everything you want to do. I just remember my first playoff series as a rookie with the Knicks. You know, after our last game, we were flying home, and when we land, our video coordinator, he gave us all. There was a book. It was like an encyclopedia. It was so large. It had every play that team has run that season. It had everything that the guys you were going to be individually matched up with, every tendency, every shot they took, every turnover they made. It had everything. And when you put in that time, effort, and energy to really break that stuff down, boy, you talk about the confidence you got from that kind of preparation.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, you're talking 25 years ago. So you can imagine the attention to detail that's paid today because of the resources that weren't available back then. And so if you're committed as a group and you have belief and you have confidence, you can have some success in the postseason, especially if you have some experience. And a lot of these teams that are coming in haven't had a lot of success in the regular season. You talked about Milwaukee. You look at a team like Denver. You know, they haven't necessarily done it on this stage where the expectations now are for them to be successful.
And by the way, I'm sure Ewing immersed himself in those pages. How about John Starks? Give me a name. Give me a name from that team.
Oh, yeah, he did. But wait, Brandon, you know what they did? You know why? Because Raleigh would trick you. Uh-huh. Like, he would put stuff – like, we get a lot of videotape, too. He'd put stuff in the middle of the video.
Okay.
Nice.
And you would – he would be able to tell if you'd seen it.
That's great.
Like, we had a few guys that didn't do it.
Yeah.
Didn't do the prep work. And it was made, and listen, there is no worse feeling than to be called out by your coaches, especially in the postseason, because that's the time you might not be as focused during a regular season when it comes to the prep away from the court, right?
Yeah,
you get to practice, you know, right?
Yep.
You go to practice, you go hard, you go through everything they tell you, but then you might check out once you leave. In the postseason, you're expected to literally be focused and preparing all the time because you're going to go play them again, right? You know, you play that first game, maybe you lose it. Okay, now it's about the adjustments, and there's even more attention to detail. So, yeah, you do worry about that, but guys today, are even more focused, and hopefully they won't get caught with their pants down.
I love it. By the way, it seems like yesterday you guys were shaving your heads and wearing the black sneakers. That was a good look, man. That was a badass team. You know, I love that team. Greg Anthony's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I wanted to just step away from the games for a second. And Greg, NBA on TNT and NBA TV analyst, of course, got all the games as much as anybody, any network, 40 games coming up with the first round stuff here. David Griffin, and I know you know this, about an hour or so ago was named the president of basketball ops for the Pelicans. Is there any chance he tries to coerce Anthony Davis to changing his mind, or is it, no, we bring Griffin in to get the best trade?
I think he'd be foolhardy not to try to persuade him to stay. And I think if he came in with the proper vision and game plan, you know, it's possible he could change his mind. But I think with how it was handled after he came out and made the proclamation that he wanted out, that they got to get a deal done. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny, though, and it's funny, I just had this conversation with a lot of basketball people. They may regret not having pulled the trigger on that Laker deal because I don't know that they can get a better deal than what the Lakers offered. I thought the Lakers gave way too much for Anthony Davis. And remember, ultimately, if he doesn't agree to sign the extension, how much can you honestly give up on?
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, they're saying, oh, wait till Boston. And the other hypothetical, listen, I think there's a better than 70% chance that Kyrie is not a Celtic next year. So if Kyrie walks, remember, they don't get anything for Kyrie if he walks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What assets are you going to have in Boston to be able to make a trade and still be a contender in a much-improved Eastern Conference? So, you know, we talk about how they let that thing play out in the media in terms of the proposed trade. Now the irony of it is both those front offices have been cleared. Basically, they're starting over.
Yeah. Right?
Magic resigns. They fired Dale Demps. And you know what? It could be a scenario where you see those two teams basically immerse themselves in talks again because I do think there are a couple other teams that have the assets to make the deal, but ultimately if he's not willing to re-sign, I don't know if you're willing to take that risk to give up the kind of assets that New Orleans would want.
Yeah, so who's the likely destination then? Is it the Lakers again?
Well, I think that the Lakers would be in play there, but there are going to be some other teams. It's hard to really say who would be because, again, by that time, the draft will have taken place.
Yeah.
Free agency potentially will have played out. And so you kind of want to wait to see how all that, because I do think there are going to be some significant movement in the free agent market after the draft.
Yeah.
You know, there's more likely that, you know, think about it. Kevin Durant could be gone. Kawhi Leonard could be gone. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving could be gone.
Kemba.
You know, in terms of the A-list guys.
Yeah, then A-minus Kemba.
So, Yeah, then you got Kemba, you know, and guys like that, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. You know, there's a lot of great players that, you know, we don't even talk about this, Klay Thompson.
Good point. He's not going nowhere.
You know,
like, he's not going nowhere.
Again, did you think Kevin Durant was going to Golden State?
No, but I knew he was leaving OKC. You know what I mean? I don't think Klay is leaving Golden State.
Well, you know what? He may not. I would be surprised. But yeah. One thing we should know, having followed this game the last few years, is we tend to be more surprised than not.
Yeah, that's a good
point. You think about what LeBron has done. I didn't see LeBron in L.A. I mean, there's talk about it, but I knew he was leaving. But remember, at the time when he left, they weren't ready, as they showed this year, to really compete.
That's a good point.
And so that was a bit of a shock in that regard. And like I said, there's a lot of guys that are – and when those dominoes fall, you know, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be a free agent.
Yes.
You know, not an A-list guy now because he's coming off the injury, but he has a big postseason. He now becomes an A-list guy.
He's going to be valuable somewhere. You know, talking about surprises, and we only got a couple minutes here, Greg, but I want to get this question in because BT and I have bounced it around a little bit. Denver feels like a week two seed. Unfortunately for them, they're matched up against Pop with the San Antonio Spurs. Now, San Antonio's playing old school. They're inside out. Aldridge scores and DeRozan creates on his own. But could that be the upset of the first round?
Well, first of all, I don't know that it'd be an upset. And listen, I have to say this because I have the utmost respect for Mike Malone and what he's done with that team because they've had an incredible season. But in a lot of ways, because of the lack of experience, to me, Denver's an 8 seed masquerading as a 2 in the West. Now, that's – well,
I don't disagree, but that's just –
not really a big knock. That's not a knock because – you got to remember, too, it's not like they're like 8-9 games ahead of these teams.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they're not – it's not that big a gap. Think about this
six.
With Houston. Houston's a 4 seed.
They're 6 games ahead.
If Houston had beat OKC when they lose at the buzzer on the Paul George shot, they'd be the 2 seed.
Yeah. It's true.
Houston would have been the 2 seed.
That's true.
So like, it's not that Denver isn't a good team. They are a good team. But I go back to the point I made earlier. What Denver doesn't – Jokic – has a chance to be a great player, but what Denver doesn't have, they don't have great players. They have a lot of really good players. Their system's been terrific, and they've had a wonderful season. I'm not taking anything away from them. They're a really good team, but I don't look at Denver as a contender.
No.
I don't think they're a championship-caliber team yet. You know, they could grow into that, but I don't see it happening this year. They're just not. And you've seen how it's played out the last 3 times they played Golden State, who is a championship-caliber team. It wasn't even competitive.
Yeah.
And it's not like those aren't games you're not trying to play and you want to win, because when you're the younger team, you want to see how you match up against the 2-time defending champs, and they didn't match up very well.
Good stuff, Greg. Enjoy the games. You're going to be in the booth the first game between the Pistons and the Bucks, 7 p.m. Eastern, that is, on TNT. Greg Anthony, NBA on TNT and NBA TV analyst. Thanks a lot, Greg. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.